I see through walls, through cars, through clothes, but I don't see flesh, just heat. 6 months ago, I signed up to be the first person to see in infrared. I see heat from bodies, machines, light sources, though not the reflection. If you were to run fast enough, I'd see your synthetic soul scraping across this cheap acrylic carpet.
Brain matter's like the flesh of a boiled egg. We implant a glass vessel with gold electrodes into the brain. Growth factor promotes the brain's neurons to fuse organically with the electronic interface. These sorts of brain interfaces have been used on humans in a number of cases already. People have been trained to control devices with their mind alone, telepathically if you like. An invasive surgery of this kind. This can be used to stop the tremors in Parkinson's patients, for example. Or for people with locked-in syndrome, what's seemingly a vegetative state. But it's never been used to enhance a healthy volunteer before.
Infrared sensors were implanted under my skin. Using the existing circuitry of my brain, heat is converted to electrical impulses that my brain interprets as vision. The plan was to be able to switch between standard light vision and heat vision. However, the lab rats, rabbits, and monkeys before me couldn't do the one thing the researchers needed, to consciously switch between the two modes of vision. And now, neither can I. I can see when you're nervous or embarrassed. However dark your skin may be, I can see the blood rush to your face.
If I'm near enough.
The sensitivity of the system is astounding. At close range, I can see right inside you.
Though, I can't see your face.
Such an operation can only be performed once, because of the deep integration of the components into the tissue. Any attempt to remove the device would result in brain damage, irreparable damage. The patient should survive, but they'd be potentially very different. And we're still quite uncertain what the implications are.
Now, they're trying to tell me it's all in my head, and they've put me under the psychiatric team. But they tell me it's all in my head. But you see that? That's exactly the problem. I want it out.